Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, some folks from the Safe Shelter. Martina Kurzer is here. She is the Safe Community Coordinator. Hi, Martina.
Good morning.
Julia Smith is the Prevention Director at Safe and also the advisor to SILC, the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. Hi, Julia.
Hello, good morning.
And we have some members of the SILC, the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee are here, and they're going to be talking in just a second. I'll introduce them in just a moment. But first, I just want to correct the impression I gave that the Choose Respect March was today. It's the 26th. It's Thursday at noon from Totem Square to Crescent Harbor. So if you are gearing up to do the Choose Respect March today, my apologies. It's Thursday. Martina, let's start talking about sort of the history of the Choose Respect March. This has been happening now for a few years.
Yeah, this will be the sixth time we have a march like that every year on the last Thursday in March. And this initiative, Choose Respect, was started by Governor Sean Parnell, who, as the first one on his political level, acknowledged that interpersonal violence, like domestic violence, sexual assault, and child sexual abuse, are a hidden epidemic in our state, and we need to address that. We need to take away with the shame and the guilt, and we need to come together as communities to address that we have a problem and find solutions for that. So the first year, 2010, we had 18 communities who participated, and those were the communities with shelters. And then it expanded from that. So the next year we had 68, and then 100, and then 130. Last year, 150 communities. And this year we'll have 170 communities in Alaska who participate. And I think that's an amazing, amazing showing of support.
Yeah, it does. It does seem to have tremendous momentum. And Julia, you want to throw down a challenge? You and Martina have a challenge for the community?
We do. We're challenging our community to come out this year in large numbers. I think there are some communities up in the northern areas where hundreds and hundreds of people or the entire community will come out and march at noon on the last Thursday of the month to show their support for this initiative and this movement. Okay. So we want our community to come out. We're challenging every organization and students and teachers and healthcare workers and everybody in Sitka to come out and support
employers.
Yeah. The fact that SILC is involved suggests that you want to incorporate young people also into this.
That's right. For the last couple of years, some members from the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee have been helping to coordinate the march. And I think last year we had many, many students from Mount Edgecombe High School. And over the years, we've had students from both Sitka High and Pacific High show up. So we're really looking forward to more students and more teachers and more administrators to be there this year to support this.
Great. Well, let's talk to these ladies. Justice Lysons. Am I saying your name right, Justice?
Yeah.
Justice is a senior at Sitka High School, and Reba Dundas and Millie Nanauk? Nanauk. Millie Nanauk. They are seniors at Mount Edgecombe High School. And Justice, let's start with you. Justice, why don't you tell us what the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee is? What is SILC?
Well, like the name suggests, it's a youth leadership committee. It's for teens that want to change the community in healthy and positive ways and just create a positive energy in the community. And
how often do you guys get together?
Every Wednesday. Is sometimes we can't always make that because Julia's out of town or anything, but just usually every Wednesday. And
is it boys and girls?
Yeah.
And Sitka and Mount Edgecombe?
Yes, and we're trying to get Pacific High students, but that hasn't really happened yet.
Okay. So, how long have you been involved with Silk?
I started the end of last year, but I'm really involved this year, and I'm even the Silk intern, the Silk admin intern. We have two media interns, but I go in every Tuesday and Thursday and help Julia take notes, help make the agenda, just a whole bunch of stuff, anything that needs to get done. And then I actually help a lot with the projects that we're doing too, and I'm not just showing up for the weekly meetings.
And you got assigned to come speak on the radio too, so.
Yeah, well,
volunteered.
kind of.
Somebody's got to do it. Thanks for coming in and telling us about the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. I guess Millie has background with the Choose Respect March. Millie, you've done this before.
Yes, I've been to the march.
Yeah. How many times?
A few.
A few times.
One or two, I think.
And have you noticed? Have kids been participating in the past?
Yeah. It's really fun to hold the sign, so a lot of the kids volunteer to hold the Choose Respect thing.
The banner?
Yeah. And the kids also volunteer to hold letters that say respect or something. And then at the end, there's always speeches, and there's always people, there's always youth who go up and speak, and they have really good speeches.
Yeah. Oh, so some of the kids speak too.
Yeah, it's really cool and it's really motivating. Yeah.
I want to say that last year was there a boy from Mount Edgecombe who made a really good speech?
It was a couple years ago. Yeah, we had three or four youth speakers, and we'll have the same this year. In fact, Reba's going to be one of our speakers.
You have a speech for the group on Thursday?
Yeah.
Reba, can you tell us how the Choose Respect March sort of fits into what Silk is trying to accomplish?
It ties in because it helps raise awareness for, like, promoting healthy relationships in Sitka, and it's a good way to get the word out, and it's nice to see the Sitka community come together for one big cause that we have.
Right. And Reba, you sort of have one foot in each world. You go to Mount Edgecombe High School, but you're from Sitka?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed, have attitudes about healthy relationships, is it important that we have awareness about this now? Is it affecting the way people interact with each other in town?
I think so. Yeah.
How long have you been working on your speech?
Since like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever spoken before a crowd before?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Okay. So this will be old stuff for you.
Kind of, I don't know.
I'm curious. This is a really concrete way for the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee to be visible and to promote a good cause, but What about the rest of the year? Do the students set their own agenda, or is it structured by SAFE? How does it all work?
Yeah, well, they certainly come up with the project ideas. Like Justice said, we meet weekly, and in the fall we start planning for the year. And you know, over the years we've clarified really what our mission is and what our goals are, and that mission is all about promoting respect community-wide. And I think in the beginning, when I asked students, you know, what they wanted to change in their community, they talked about wanting to improve relationships between the high schools in Sitka. And so that became one of our primary areas of focus. And then it kind of expanded into, well, let's improve the overall community well-being. We know that domestic violence is an issue. We know that bullying is an issue. We know that that youth aren't getting the skills and the knowledge that they need about relationships. Let's make this a bigger community-wide effort to promote respect and to build healthy relationships, you know, across everyone. And so the Choose Respect March really fits in as one of one of the projects that we help coordinate. But they are doing many, many other activities throughout the year. I don't know if...
Something else on the in the near future that we'll be hearing about from Silk?
We've had some PSAs, and we're going to be coming out. There's going to be more PSAs coming out about healthy relationships.
Okay.
And we're making posters right now.
Okay. Yeah, and we're also trying to get a combined student council teen talk. But teen talk is something we do to create a space for people to talk and just feel comfortable doing so. And this year we're trying to get Mount Edgecombe High School Student Council and the Sitka High Student Council to do one together.
Okay.
And teen talks are, you know, discussion forums, and they've led these at statewide conferences, and they'll be doing a workshop at the upcoming Alaska Association of Student Government Conference. We usually facilitate a few workshops there. And so they take the lead. They facilitate these conversations.
All right. Well, one way to bring communities together is to kind of come out and fight, you know, or work for a common goal. And it seems like the Choose Respect March on Thursday is one way to kind of bring not just kids, but the community together for
sure.
So it's going to be Thursday, March 26th, noon, Totem Square to the Crescent Harbor Shelter. It's a march and rally. And get in, get behind the banner. Millie's going to be carrying it with some of her friends again. Or you have to fight her for a space on the banner. I want to thank everyone for coming in. Millie, I'm going to get your name wrong again. Millie Nanauk.
Nanauk.
She's a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School from Unalakleet. Reba Dundas is a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School, and she's from Sitka. Justice License is a senior at Sitka High. Thanks very much for coming in. They are members of the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, and they're definitely stepping out here on the radio. Julia Smith is the Prevention Director at SAFE, and she's the advisor to SILC. And Martina Kurzer is the... Martina, you are the
community coordinator.
Thanks for coordinating this. And we'll see you on Thursday.
See you, Rob.
Thank you.